10 o'clock hour.
William Tausch begins now. It is a Badgers game day as the Badgers will take on Western Michigan tonight at Camp Randall. So it's time now for our Cardinal and White game preview.
I miss the 2000s ESPN college football theme. Nothing got you more ready for a game than this.
Oh, is that what this is?
It is. Good college football theme songs all around across the board. There's some good ones out there. But it is the Cardinal and White game preview, not the green and gold game preview. Cardinal and White with Wisconsin hosting Western Michigan tonight at Camp Randall Stadium. Tausch, what to you is the big storyline, not just heading into this game tonight for Wisconsin and Western Michigan? What's the big storyline heading into the 2024 season for the Wisconsin Badgers?
Well, I think there's a ton of storylines that go, but for me, year two of Phil Longo's offense, what is going to be different? Because I think last year was so new and, what is this supposed to look like? You don't have your guys, and everybody now is kind of on the same page. And I think the expectations of what this should look like should be different. So you have a new quarterback, obviously, big arm. Your system is in place. I really think you're going to like what you see with the receivers, but I am just going to be can this offense find ways to make big plays? Because I think last year there were a couple of things why the season maybe didn't go as well as a lot of us hoped, and that was not being able to pressure the quarterback with your down linemen. I think that is going to be different. I really like what Luke Fickell and Tressel and everybody has done on that side of the ball, but I am going to be really intrigued to see what this offense looks like starting tonight.
Well, I am certainly intrigued to see Van Dyke at quarterback. I didn't realize this until I was going through the list of cuts in the NFL. Tanner Mordecai was in the league, and I don't know if he got put on a practice squad thereafter, but Tausch, from a quarterback perspective...
Yeah, he's with San Fran.
Yeah, he's... let's give him a little more of his flowers and bouquets.
I'm going to tell you
think?
Something. Yeah, he was... I know the season didn't go as well as we all hoped last year, but he is tough as nails. He was everything you wanted in a quarterback. I think he was underappreciated just because I think the season we didn't see the monster offensive production that I think all of us hoped for. But yeah, I think he has got I think he'll have a really good opportunity when he catches on, if he's a practice squad guy or whatever ends up happening. His leadership and his talent merits more opportunities. I think he was very underappreciated here last year.
Well, I only bring him up because I think it's worthwhile, because that's what you're obviously hoping you get from. And he did end up on their practice squad, by the way. So okay, Tanner Mordecai is on the 49ers practice squad. So seriously, kudos to him that he did that going
with
undrafted.
With their salary cap situation, he might be their quarterback next year.
Good one by your boy. But that is what Van Dyke has to be able to do, right? Come in 1 year and get the team to follow him and believe in him and have him play at a high level, stay healthy. So I'm really intrigued to see what happens at the quarterback position. Next.
Next up in our Cardinal and White game preview, which player is most important, and I'll even let you answer, most intriguing for the Badgers heading into this 2024 season, Tausch?
Yeah, obviously the low-hanging fruit I'll leave for you guys.
There it is.
Chez Malusi is for me. You really hope that he's able to stay healthy, because I really believe last year he was coming into his own. I think he is really a good fit for what Phil Longo wants to do. He brought like a different dynamic to this offense last year, and they were starting to really, I think, figure out how to balance both him and Braylon, and then he gets hurt. So I think balancing him with some of the young guys and really utilizing him out of the backfield as a receiver of the football. I'm intrigued to see how they utilize him, and I just hope that he's able to stay healthy for the whole season because of all the things that he's worked through to get to. And I hope he has a monster season, because I think if he's able to stay healthy, I think he's going to put up some really good numbers.
All right, so since he stole my guy, which does that make him low-hanging fruit?
No, the quarterback. I mean, Van Dyke is going to be the low-hanging fruit.
It makes him your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stole my boy. I really enjoyed our conversation with him from Squat Fest, and I am pulling for him in a big way. All right, since the offensive lineman didn't choose anybody from the offensive line, the Badgers have a new offensive line coach, right?
Yep.
Blazer?
Blaz.
The Blaz.
A.J. Blazek. Yep.
And they have some
Iowa
change.
Guy. Another Iowa guy.
Does he have a tattoo? Does he have a Hawkeye tattoo like Bielema did?
I ain't gonna lie, I haven't checked through him,
but
probably as thorough as you probably want me to.
No, I don't really want you to do it that thoroughly. I am curious, though, about the tackle tandem that the Badgers will start. It's Jack Nelson and Riley Malman, right?
Correct.
How good are they? Are they good as Tauscher and McIntosh back in the day?
Oh, come on. Let's not get crazy. I don't know if anybody's ever been that good. Riley Malman, I believe, has a chance to be really special. And I think Jack Nelson has put in his time. You know, last year, he's a tough, tough kid. I think this group, now that they understand what they're being asked to do, I thought last year was a little bit mishmashy, if mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. I think they had come in with certain expectations. They were still trying to figure things out as the season was going. Now you don't see that. I believe that if those two can stay healthy, this group will be really good. They need to be big-time players because they ask their tackles to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Riley Malman, I really think he has a very bright future ahead of him.
Well, I'm glad I picked the low-hanging fruit.
Tyler Van Dyke.
Thank you for your service, Jesse.
Last up in our Cardinal
so
and
Jesse,
White.
Jesse, this is so as a fan that you are, what are your expectations for him?
That's an interesting question, Tausch.
Thanks.
Because
is that an... That's an interesting question because I'm buying time to figure out my answer. Interesting question.
No, I guess I haven't considered what are my actual expectations for him. I'm more curious to just see what he ends up doing this year, and especially coming out of the gate strong. He's a proven quarterback. He had great numbers at moments with Miami. And if Phil Longo's offense comes to its fruition this year, and you know, year two of Luke Fickle, you start to get more of his guys in here, and it starts to look like the program he's trying to build. I've circled the model for success for Wisconsin football this year, winning one of its marquee games. So whether that's Alabama, USC, Oregon, or Penn State, three of those four are at home. Winning one of those games, having a signature win, would help, and obviously being bowl eligible and all that stuff too, would help propel the program to the next step in year three next year, where you start to really expect everything. So Van Dyke feels like he's kind of a bridge guy to get to where the program will get next year. But if he comes in and he's the guy that can lead them to, you know, big wins early on, he looks really good out of the chute, I'm going to start to change what my expectations are for the team and think they can compete like this next question poses to you in our preview.
Ooh,
Wisconsin,
very savvy segue.
Wisconsin contends for a spot in the 12-team college football playoff this year.
If
what, Tausch?
They win 10 games.
Good answer.
I'll at you, boy.
Wow.
Well, that's, you asked the question, asked and answered, Your Honor. Now, I
and how do they get to win 10 games, Tausch?
Here's what, the defense needs to be a lot more aggressive in taking the football away. I didn't think, you know, last year there was a stretch, I want to say the first two or three games, there were nothing, it was nothing, and then they got into a little bit of a rhythm. That's how you're going to win. I think this defense needs to be, and I do believe it will be, much better and more explosive. And a lot of that is because guys coming off the edge are just a lot more talented than what we had last year. And that is not to take anything away from those guys, but the reality is They got a lot longer and a lot more athletic off of the edge. We need to see that. That puts a lot more pressure. And then Rico and the guy and Hunter and the guys in the back end are going to be much more opportunistic to make plays. That's going to be the formula for this team. If you're going to see a lot of sustained success, that's going to need to be the formula.
Yeah, if their defense is as good as they expect it to be, and if their offense is better than it was last year, they put themselves in a far better position. I'm just really eager to see what Ricardo Hallman and Hunter Wohler and the rest of that group. Tausch, again, those are two big-time names, right? Those are guys that are going to play at the next level, but you know, you've been at practice. You've been sidled up to by a minivan while you're in the parking garage. Does this defense to you? Again, we don't have preseason games to even work off of here. It all starts counting tonight. But does this defense look like an elite defense to you, or does it look like it's going to be a work in progress that hopefully by midseason it's at that level?
I mean, that's the big question. And you can go off of what you see in practice. And as I said, I think that you're going to see a lot more athleticism and speed off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big question mark, obviously, with James Thompson getting hurt and being out, that depth on the inside is going to be something to monitor. How much rotating you're going to have in there. Can teams line up and pound you into submission? You typically have not seen that. But defensively, I do think you're going to see there's just a lot more talent that's going to be out on the field. And that needs to showcase itself, I think. But as we're sitting here right now, I know that they're going to be more athletic. I know they're going to be more talented. And I'm expecting to see even better results than what we saw last year.
All right. That is our green and our cardinal and white. Gosh, so much of ingrained in your brain things that happen.
Jason, if you had a little case of Schadenfreude, which I know you do.
Oh, I definitely.
And Minnesota took a tough loss last night. The guy misses a kick.
I heard there were fireworks.
They put the fireworks off.
I like it. Yeah, win or lose, you shoot off fireworks because that's just.
No!
You know, Minnesota or Ohio State? Who do you got more Schadenfreude for?
Ohio State.
Me too.
Make it three.
Yeah. So I don't think we need to pull it. I thought it was just because I saw a lot of Badger fans getting after Minnesota folks. This sounds very snooty, but we want to be on the level with Ohio State, not Minnesota. Like, that's just the reality of where we're at.
You know, the other reality of where we're at? We're not on that level.
Not right now.
But we'll see. We'll
working
see
on
that
it.
Occurs. Yeah, it could change. All right, we need to play some trivia.
Oh, Anna Lindsley said to say hi to Jason.
To me?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's a big
fan. Her.
She's a big fan.
We are fans of the Lindsleys. They are fantastic. Now I wouldn't have gotten to see these guys because I wouldn't have been invited to the actual event. But tell her hi back, or maybe I'll just text her and Corey because I enjoy corresponding with them. Tausch, you're going to tell us a little bit about what AmFam's got going on, but first we need to get a caller for trivia. Jesse, it's Badgers Trivia Friday. I thought that was a Tuesday thing.
Yeah, we mixed it up this week with the Badgers playing tonight. It's Badgers Trivia Friday this week, so Badger football taking center stage.
You know what's fascinating? Well, cranes. How they work and how they're
like the bird.
So it looks like you get to the top of a crane. Doesn't look like there's a ton of power, but they're just lugging that stuff around. It's an amazing little feat of art of engineering, cranes.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thanks for sharing. You must be looking out the window.
Are you angling for that to be your next project that you help with? Is operating a crane?
That seems very, very risky for an amateur. So no, but it's a fascinating deal. I'm thinking about videoing it and send it to you guys. Just how fascinating.
Did you know
we've seen cranes before? Like,
have you?
Nothing new.
Okay. All right, we need to get to trivia so we can get to Matt LePay, the radio voice of the Wisconsin Badgers. Badgers Trivia Friday. Based on the photos I see on the Google machine, Tyler Van Dyke wore number 9 at Miami but is wearing 10 at Wisconsin?
He is wearing 10, yes.
Number 10, caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 to play trivia. Tausch, tell us about AmFam before we get our caller.
Oh, hey, Packer fans. Looking for the ultimate game day experience? Yeah, American Family Insurance has you covered. Picture this. You got a beautiful crane outside of Lambeau Field. You're hitting your very own VIP tailgate. And then you get to go in the stadium and cheer on your favorite squad from jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, a private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much, much more. That sounds pretty incredible, doesn't it? It does. Don't miss out. Visit AmFam.com/Packers to enter. You have until October 21st, right up at the stroke of midnight. See official rules at AmFam.com/Packers to learn more. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
It's literally not the stroke of midnight.
Yes,
this is the second time now.
11:59 is the stroke of midnight.
No, midnight is the stroke of midnight.
All right, wait. I want to get to LaPaya time. I'm not having this argument again.
Well, something tells me until October 21st, we're going to be having this argument.
I think you're probably right.
The stroke of midnight. For your boy.
Call a 10.
When you're up on New Year's Eve, are you staying up till 11:59 or the stroke of midnight?
Well, I prefer to be to bed by 9, so I don't know.
Matt LaPay scheduled to appear after trivia. Caller 10 plays next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Steve in Middleton. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hello, boy. I can tell Tausch had a good time last night just by
Can't
the sound
you?
Of his voice.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my college days when you had a short night and an early morning.
Yeah, your boy had a good time, that's for sure. All right, Tausch, I assume that given your location, not your condition, but
sure,
your location,
yep,
I'm going to be handling all the questions.
Yeah, go for it, Jason.
Yeah,
take it over.
It's my pleasure. All right, Steve, question one. Here we go. As the category is a Badgers Trivia Friday, as the Badgers open up the season tonight. 8 p.m. kickoff if you're looking to tune in to the game or call it. Question one. Wisconsin and Western Michigan last met in 2016 with the Badgers defeating P.J. Fleck. Row the boat. And the Broncos in which of these bowl games? Was
Cotton
it the
Bowl?
Sorry, Jesse.
Almost.
It is the Cotton Bowl. Not the Orange Bowl or the Skipper Buds Row Bowl. All right, here we go, Steve. Question two. Which of these teams is the most recent non-conference opponent the Wisconsin Badgers football team defeated? Most recent non-conference opponent the Badgers have beaten. Was it Buffalo, Oklahoma State, or Georgia Southern?
Buffalo.
You said that with confidence.
Georgia Southern.
Unless Jesse has the information wrong, that is incorrect. Yes, Georgia Southern.
Buffalo kicked off last season. Georgia Southern was week 3.
Travis Glover, member of that team, if I recall correctly, now a Packer. All right, question 3. Steve, let's bounce back here. Which opponent, currently ranked number 1 in the country and the defending national champion, does the Wisconsin volleyball team face at Fiserv Forum on Sunday at 11:30 a.m., which is a game that Sydney and I were hoping to go to, but she's got a soccer tournament, and it's not at Fiserv Forum. All right, so who are the Badgers playing in volleyball on Sunday at Fiserv Forum? Is it Stanford, Texas, or Florida?
Texas.
Indeed, the defending champion Longhorns and the Badgers going at it at Fiserv Forum on Sunday. All right, Steve, you got 2 out of 3, which is great. That means you get 3 out of 4 possible entries, and I think everyone except maybe one person missed at least a question this week, so you've got some good odds. Good luck at the drawing today, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
I didn't mean to give Steve the bum rush, but I want to get to Matt LePay and maximize our time with the voice of the Badgers. Tausch, I am not, I think, going out on a very creaky limb when I say I'm guessing there was a Coors Light or two consumed last night.
Yeah, we had a couple, and Coors Light was beautiful last night. Cold activated bottles and cans were chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand when I'm celebrating the Packers Hall of Fame. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Matt LePay scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
It is time. Did they play that clip last night, Tausch, at the
Hall
of Fame?
What do you think?
I have to think it did. R.I.P. to Kevin Green, but a memorable moment in Super Bowl 45.
I'll tell you what, one of the unique things at Clay's after party, they drew
is
up.
Is that like the after party Jesse had after his grandma's funeral?
I don't know. On napkins, like where you put your cocktail napkin down and you know, all the different big plays that he had. Like they drew it up like it was on a play card, which I'd never seen before.
Did you take some with you?
I grabbed one and I think I took a picture. I'll send it to Jesse. You can put it up on the deal.
All right. Well,
very unique.
It is time for another legend. It's time for Matt LePay on Wilde and Tausch. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tausch, you sound a little rough today. How did it go last night?
I couldn't be more.
Good luck
ready
to you,
roll,
sir.
Yeah. we moved the game up, right? Because 8 o'clock's a little late for us. Did they move it? Like I know we asked because both of us like staying up all night.
But apparently you practiced last night, though, right? So it just gets a little revelry.
Listen, I think you always try to do mock games. Like the Packers were practicing late last night because of Brazil time. And I knew tonight we're going to be up till 12 or 1. So I said, you know what? Let me prep by doing that exact same thing the night before.
God, what a pro.
Yeah, I know.
You're so lucky.
That's why you're a Hall of Famer. That's why you're a Hall of Famer.
Matt, because I like to point out that this is going to be my 29th season covering the Packers. What season is this for you? I know you did basketball before you added football to your plate, right, if I'm remembering that correctly?
It is season 37 as part of the broadcast. Season 31 as the play-by-play announcer. This will be the 37th for basketball, though. So, yes, I am as old as I look and sound, maybe. tonight, Tausch. You gotta take over after the half.
Yeah, I got it.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, Matt, do you go into these games? Like, let's say things go as Las Vegas is predicting. Do you go in with like some different stuff that like what Bob Uecker does when he doesn't whenever he wants to, but do you have, because I was already talking about, let's say things go well tonight, I have a couple of yarns that I'm ready to spin.
Oh, jeez.
If that's the case. Do you have any of those kind of in your back pocket if a game does get a little bit out of control?
It's a little tougher to do that in football as opposed to a baseball broadcast.
Uh-huh.
I think with us, Tausch, part of what I hope people think makes it work is that we are unscripted. And then you'll come out and say something, and
apparently
I'll make something up. You know, I'm a go with the flow kind of guy. I don't have my index card of story time topics. Although I might ask you about your apparent inability to fill a gas tank. We might get to that if need be. You know, we'll find. Clay Matthews had the green. It looked like he was attired in the Packers green suit last night. I don't recall. Yours 6 years ago, you didn't green and gold up, did you? You were
no,
basic in your coat and tie.
Yeah, I think I went with a gold tie. I don't even remember what tie, but yeah, when Clay came in pre-show last night, we all thought he won Augusta. Like, we thought he played Augusta and won, like, a member guest down there and got a green jacket. And I don't know if he was doing that to kind of take away a little bit. But, yeah, he was. He had looked like he just got off 18 at Augusta.
He looked good.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still thinking about how Tausch is going to wedge in these stories tonight in between play-by-play calls of what's actually happening on the field. I've got memories of that, like, Tom Brenneman apology. I'm deeply sorry, and there's a swing and a drive by Castellanos.
And there's a big run of 8 yards by Malusi.
Oh, boy.
So I'll be sure to tune in for that. Sync up the TV. All right. In all seriousness, as much as I love both of you guys and I enjoy listening to you on the call, I also like to do the sync up because I got to watch tonight's game just so I know who the heck is on this team. And I know some of the characters, but certainly I don't know them like the team I cover. And this is just... I'm not the only one, right? Fans, this is going to be a process now every year because of the turnover and one of the offensive linemen left for Penn State. And what is the challenge for an announcer, and what is your advice to fans as we get acclimated to this new version of this team?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because as a play-by-play guy, I'm sitting here over the last week or so memorizing Western Michigan's roster, like who's number 9, who's number 6, number 5. And I go, okay, that's fine. But you better understand that a lot of people who are tuning in, if they're watching or listening, they don't know who number 7 is for Wisconsin.
Right.
You know, the Jaheim Thomas, the linebacker from Arkansas after starting his career at Cincinnati. So you know, Tausch and I, as part of our diligent training camp and even earlier this week preparation, we'll have little anecdotes, I know Tausch will, of all these guys, especially the offensive linemen, and try to introduce them as much as you can. But, you know, the other reason where it's hard to get into these stories is that Wisconsin plays at a faster pace
right
now with Phil Longo. They get on the ball and they go. But, yeah, we do have to try as best we can to, like, who is Leon Lowry? Who is John Pius and Jaheim Thomas? And they're all linebackers, by the way, in case you don't know. A couple of them
thank you,
on the
actually.
Edge.
I appreciate
and
that.
There you go. There you go, Jason. But, you know, guys like Lowry and Pius are guys who could maybe make life a little more difficult for opposing quarterbacks. There's another transfer from North Carolina named Sebastian Cheeks who could make life a little more difficult. So that and even the running back, Tawee Walker from Oklahoma. Try to introduce these guys a little bit because Tausch and I understand that for a lot of Badger fans, even, the more avid ones, a lot of these names are like, who? Who's this guy?
So
and we have to try to introduce them.
Is it almost like, I know usually you get your advice from Jesse because he is the experienced play-by-play guy in your relationship, but is it almost like calling like an NCAA tournament game between two teams that aren't your teams? When I listen to those games in the car, I noticed that the announcers always try to say so-and-so from North Carolina or whatever, because you're listening to a game that you probably don't have a stake in. Is it similar with that, just because of knowing that Badgers fans need to get to know their Badgers?
Yeah, I actually try to do that with basketball, too, even during the course of the season, you know, people tuning in just to, oh, okay, try to paint a picture. But, yeah, you're going to have to do that. If Tawee Walker has a 7-yard run, that's a first down for Wisconsin, because people aren't going to know who Tawee Walker is in a lot of cases. So, yeah, you have to try to do that as best you can. And, I mean, even the quarterback, you know, people are probably familiar with the name by now if you're an avid Badger fan, Tyler Van Dyke, but they're not going to know a whole lot about him because they haven't seen him in a Wisconsin uniform yet. And I think it's safe to say that 99.9% of these fans didn't spend a lot of time watching the Miami Hurricanes either. So, you know, Tausch and I will talk about this. He's got a really strong arm. He looks like a guy who can make all the throws, a big, strong dude. But that's the kind of stuff that you're trying to paint the picture for before Tausch and I start busting each other's chops, which we'll take. Game starts at 8:05. That'll start at like 8:06.
Let me know how many times he says, "ya boy," during the course of the broadcast. That's what I'm really curious about. One name that I do know and one name that I hope I get to hear on a touchdown Wisconsin call from you is Ches Malusi. And, you know, he sat down with Tausch. I was at home because I never leave my basement, perhaps you've heard, during Squat Fest. And, look, after everything he's gone through, after the excitement of when he first came here from Clemson, I just really want to see this guy have a fantastic season. How has he looked to you when you've attended practices, and what's realistic to expect from him?
Yeah, he's been good. I think they've been careful with monitoring how much work he gets during the course of camp. It's an expectation / hope that this guy could actually go wire to wire, because I'm not a scout, but I would like to think this guy has the chops to play in the NFL. He moves pretty well. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He could do some different things. He's just had awful luck, with an ACL, a broken leg, a dislocated ankle, the broken arm in a couple of years ago at Northwestern. I mean, it's not like it's been a minor injury, a strained hammy, or it's been major. So hopefully all of that, for his sake, is behind him, and he could really, in the short term, obviously help this team this year, but put himself in a position where he could go play in the NFL. I mean, I think it's fair to say, even last year, as good as Braylon Allen was, and he's a special talent without question, one of the better running backs we have seen at Wisconsin, Malusi was, it might have been a better fit for what they're trying to do with this offense now with Phil Longo. So I do think the punch of him and Tawee Walker, that's a pretty good combination that a lot of folks who cover college football aren't talking about, because there are a lot more recognizable names in blue blood programs. But I think if these guys can have good luck on the health front, that's a pretty good tandem.
Yeah, and Matt, I think on the other side of it, offensively, I'm still intrigued to kind of see all of that and how that's all going to come together. But defensively, it just feels like it's going to be different. And I think the guys you mentioned are the guys I'm really curious to see unleash tonight, because I do think Luke Fickell and his group, it's more what he is looking for, being able to get pressure off the edge, where maybe last year that wasn't the case. Is that one of the things that you're expecting to see tonight too?
Yeah, absolutely. He's talked a lot about, a guy like CJ Getz, who was really good for these guys last year, but he had to play too much.
Way too
and
much,
I think
yep.
Toward the end of and at the end of the season, he was just wearing down. So I think they have maybe cautiously optimistic that they have more interchangeable parts there, where you could have a Lowry, you could have a Pius, the development of Darrell Peterson. They have been encouraged with Sebastian Cheeks, who has moved from inside to outside. They think that could be a home for him. And Another guy I'd like to see have better. Ches Malusi is the more recognizable name. But, man, how can you not pull for someone like Aaron Witt, too? I mean, he played at the very end of last season, got on the field a little bit against Minnesota, played a little more in the bowl game. This guy has had just brutal luck staying healthy. I mean, when last we saw him getting a real extensive time, it was in the ever-popular Duke's Mayo Bowl 4 years ago. And then we've barely seen this guy. But he's been back out there, and he went through a little something early in camp, but has been back out there of late. So I think the hope is what they're trying to do is build more depth. I mean, are they, the offensive line, that's a concern in terms of depth beyond the starters. There's just very little experience beyond the first five. But the linebacking core, I think, is an area that they have built up. I think the running back position has considerably more depth than a year ago. It's just the next step. Now, how are they going to hold up the defensive lineman? James Thompson being out, that's a definite hit. Is there a proven dominant defensive lineman out there? No, not yet. But maybe there will be. One will emerge as the season moves along.
All right, Matt, I have a few other questions for you. One of them, though, is as I was preparing for this interview, I noticed a lot of duplicate numbers, especially in the single-digit department. Is that a challenge? Like, I understand there's only 99 to choose from and a few are retired, but like these, it's not like the 17 that was handed out, and it turns out nobody's 17 now up here, but they gave it to Michael Pratt. He was wearing a red jersey all practice long because he's a quarterback, and then Anders Carlson. Not like you were going to get them confused. I know they go offense, defense, but are we having a number shortage at the university?
This is just another year. Same story, different year. I mean, you guys, the duplicate numbers. I mean, Jake Chaney and Ches Malusi, wear number one, and some of these guys who have switched, though, it must mean they're lightning fast, right? I mean, you're not going to wear, like, Tretch Kekahuna has gone from 12 to 2. But he's pretty fast. And our guy Rico, Ricardo Hallman, wears number 2. It's the challenge, Jason, that we deal with at the college level. That's why Tausch and I are... That's why we screw up a lot, probably. And by the way you preface this, preparing for the interview, what's that like? I don't know if I've ever done that.
Nobody knows, you've definitely done that. I'll tell you what, that duplicate number thing was awesome for me when I was 74 and wasn't even on the field or in the stadium, and I'm making special teams tackles that Tom Burke is down there blowing people up.
Who knew that Mark Tauscher had 22 sacks in 1988 or whatever?
Had a hell of a year that year when I wasn't even I wasn't even dressed. It was a heck of a season I had.
So speaking of numbers, I am curious, what number does the kicker wear? Because one of my favorite things for kickers and punters is when they give them like 98. That's always a high. Rick Schnetzky still burned into my memory banks with his number 98. John Hall, I think, was 14, so he had a little more normal of a number. What are our numbers of our specialists this year?
Tausch, what was old boy? What was Rafael Gaglianoni? What was his number?
I could never tell you.
What was Pasetsky?
Pasetsky was 20.
20. I mean, how many kickers have worn number 20?
Jason Burns and Vitaly Pasetsky.
and James White in later years. How about that?
Gaglianoni was 27.
And you know Vitaly thinks he's the greatest 20 to ever come through here. I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. He's still, to this day, every time I see him, which is rare, the time he cussed out John Palermo in Russian, one of the all-time great Badger moments, when he yanked a kickoff out of bounds and JP, who... may at times would say something that we can't say here, and Vitaly apparently barked back at him in Russian. So at least that's the story. Whether it's true, who knows?
There was a special teams meeting that something. It was, I don't even know if it was Russian, but those two are oil and water. We'll put it that way.
Jason, to your question, the kickers are all in the 90s.
There you go.
Daniel Vakos is number 90. And carrying on the 98 tradition, I think he might be handling some kickoffs here. Gianni Smith and our guy 97, Gavin Lom. So the kickers, they will be in the 90s here for the time being.
I just don't get that. All right,
we have three kickers.
You never have enough kickers.
Oh, Green Bay had five kickers. So what I mean, it is what it is. Yeah.
Who's kicking this week for the Packers? I forget.
Braden Narveson, sixth kicker through Packers training camp and the summer so far, but he may not be the last. All right, speaking of last, Jesse, you don't call your adopted
what
dad often enough.
What is he going to throw at LePay today?
So we were ready to.
Always
we were ready
nervous
to
about this.
We were ready to close this out, Matt, without your the son you never wanted getting involved in the interview. But he said, no, I got something for dad. So, Jesse, the floor is yours.
I did give my real dad, Usher George, a heads up that my fake dad, Matt LePay, was coming on the show today. So,
is there a rivalry there?
A little bit, I think. A little bit. So, Matt, you know, we and Tausch are now all esteemed members of the Badgers Volleyball or the Wisconsin Badgers Radio Network with you guys doing football. And now I do the pregame and postgame shows for the Wisconsin Badgers Volleyball team. So three peas in a pod, us three here. What spot do you think we could carve out for Jason to be part of a Badgers Radio Network broadcast at some point? I feel like he's got a role somewhere.
Oh, wow. That's I don't know if I'm prepared to answer that. Tausch, what do you got on that?
I know what it would be. It would be the ladies' track and field, because he used to cover that extensively at the University of Wisconsin, and I think he still has a lot of institutional knowledge. And he has an analyst that I know he would love to hire to help. So that's an easy answer, Matt.
Indeed. I'm sure her husband would enjoy that. All right. This took a turn that I did not need or want. So,
just thought you'd want to be included with our group, Jason.
Well, I would love to.
Had this been 35 years ago, I would have said gymnastics, given the family background there, but that's not really relevant.
Hey, Tausch doesn't think we should brag about our kids on the radio, but since you brought it up, Maddie just ran her first varsity cross country meet this morning.
She won the whole thing.
No. She finished 60th out of 100, which when you're 14 and this is the first time and you're running varsity as a freshman, not bad by her. So good job, kid. Matt, as much as I would enjoy further discussion of my passion for women's track and field at the University of Wisconsin, we are going to let you go. Good luck tonight, because old boy, ya boy here, he clearly tied one on with his boys last night.
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
I think Sarah's going to handle the driving on the way home so he can rest up.
Well, he's going to get a good nap. Just like Tom Brady gets naps before Super Bowls, I'm going to get a nap before the Super Bowl tonight. Yeah.
Good luck to you, sir. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Tosh, if you could get there by 7, that's all we need.
I'm doing the off the bus with Coach Fickell 7 hours before the game, so I'll be there.
Smelling like Coors Lights.
You'll be sweating. You'll be sweating profusely. God. That's your quality.
Doesn't that sound fun? Yeah, we're going to be excited.
Is Matt LePay up for sainthood between having you as his sidekick on the broadcast and Jesse adopting him as his father? Like, what more can this guy do?
Yeah, he's pretty – too much is given, much is required, or whatever that is.
More like Job, if you ask me. Thanks, Matt.
See you, boys. Take care.
Job.
The legendary Matt LePay, who will be on the call tonight. I do recommend this in all seriousness, because I do want to support my boy, and I love Matt. It is not as hard as it once was with the Varsity app to sync up the TV broadcast with the app audio, so you can listen to Tausch and listen to Matt LePay. So I recommend doing that. I do that with the app all the time. All right, that is we spent a long time with Matt, longer than he was scheduled to appear, but he always does that for us. We still got one segment left in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll talk about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. I see the light.
super fun to spend some time with our friend Matt LePay. He is the GOAT. Tausch, quick question before we get to the 11 o'clock hour. This is year two of you being the full-time home and road primary color analyst voice of the Badgers, correct?
That is correct, yes.
But you obviously have been in there for a long time. I'm wondering, you know, we talk about the year one to year two jump that players make.
Yeah.
Do color analysts on the radio make a similar jump?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's no doubt. Although last year was almost perfect, I think this year will even be better.
Last year was almost perfect?
Yeah, it wasn't perfect, but almost.
Pretty perfect.
Pretty high opinion of yourself. Your boy.
With your boy.
They brought him back, so it couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, I think as anything goes, you want to do more. Your rep count goes up. You hope that you get better at it. So I would hope that this year there's a jump. Yeah.
Well, Tausch was almost perfect last season. He shoots for perfection and will catch excellence, as Vince Lombardi famously said. And it is also the perfect time to transform your home with incredible savings during Steinhoffel's five-day Labor Day event. Take an extra $100 off your purchase of $1,999 or more. Spend $2,999 or more and get a free Nespresso coffee and espresso machine.
Ooh.
With an Aerochino milk frother. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. And I've seen those at work. The place where I get my hair cut has one of those. They're amazing. So that's another bonus from Steinhoffel's. Don't miss out on their amazing bonus buys and closeout deals as well. And make your new rooms that much more affordable with Steinhoffel's 36-month financing. Steinhoffel's five-day Labor Day sale event ends on Monday, which is Labor Day. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. The 11 o'clock hour kicks off in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.